Now.
Welcome. For your listening pleasure, we invite ears of all shapes, colors, and sizes to experience the Audio Files Podcast.
What up, my baby mamas? Any Drake fans in the house? I know a lot of you baby mamas are Drake's fans. What up to the dogs? This one's for all the dogs, just in case you didn't know. Roof, roof. Otto and Ace, this one's for you, my dudes. What it do? We are the Audio Files, and man, we got a spectacular episode for you, especially for you Drake fans. I don't know how it took us so long to get us a Drake review, but nonetheless, here we are for all the dogs, and I got all my dogs with me. First dog right here, you guys might know him by the name Daddy Dong, Daddy Long Leg. I was gonna say Daddy Dong Leg.
Daddy Dong Leg. God damn, bro.
Hey, with the Drake episode, we know it's gonna be spicy, man. So hey, yo. Some extra pepper on that chili dong.
Not on duty,
man.
Not on duty.
this is your boy Bebo. Reed is Wiener Dog.
Wiener Dog. I'm a Chihuahua.
Dongling.
Dear Lord. Yeah, or Dongbang as a breed.
I got wild spices.
Oh man.
We're happy to report, man. Happy to say hi.
Hell yeah.
That's what was funny.
And we got the stallion up in the building, straight up from Sacramento. Any dog aliases today, I guess. Woof woof. Like
That is Stallion here, aka Snoopy, aka Scooby Doo, aka Pluto, aka Slinky Dog, aka Cooper, aka Max, aka Gromit, aka Dino, aka Bolt.
Ah, excellent. That's for all the dogs.
Characters.
Don't forget Spunk. Don't forget Spunky from Rocko's Modern Life. That was my dog right there, Spunky.
Courage.
Courage, yep.
Yeah, don't forget about the wimp.
Cujo,
yeah.
Boom. The man's a murderer.
Don't forget. don't forget DMX.
Rock with Cujo like that. RIP.
RIP DMX. Nate Dogg.
Cardi B. I was kidding.
Cardi B. She's a dog.
Brian Griffin.
Yeah. The third. Clifford. Nate Dogg.
Yeah, that big red motherfucker.
Big red. That fool's Pyru. Fuck it.
Yeah, I don't really fuck with him like that either.
Oh, man. Shit. Let's see. Who else we got? I think that's all that. Oh, yeah. Just as a reminder, too, all dogs go to heaven. So fucking. Mm-hmm. So, nonetheless, let's get the episode started. I believe this was a group collaboration, right? This is a group pick.
Wait, we forget the last dog.
Oh.
I thought it was your pick, Ant.
Oh, shit.
No. I thought it was O's pick, no?
No. We just decided because it was Drake. But, yeah, I did forget. Uh-huh. I did forget the dog of all dogs, the dog father, the baby mama slayer himself. He is in the building.
Dog father.
For the second week in a row.
Yeah,
yeah. We got you up in the building.
Shout out to all y'all baby mamas. Yeah.
Be sniffing around later. Like,
got that right.
All the bitches.
Yeah. I'll mark my territory.
Might pee on them a little bit.
Shouldn't have said that.
Shout out to R. Kelly.
We'll edit that out.
Shout out to R. Kelly. All of the doggy style cover. We're doing it. Definitely doing doggy style today. Like I said earlier, this is a group collaboration. We just said, hey, you know what? Drake came out with a new project. We've never done a Drake review. I don't know how we even skipped on this. You know, her loss or whatever. I don't know how we skipped on that one too.
That's a trip that he hasn't got touched yet, Lucky.
Right? I mean, like, I'm like, are we hating? Like, you know, like,
we're about to.
Are we haters?
Not yet.
Like, hate.
I did get some background. If you guys want me to, you know, give some background on the album and stuff,
please indulge us.
Yeah, man. So let's get into it a little bit. Let's preface it a little bit, and then we could all get into it. Curious to see what all our thoughts are, see if it kind of coincides with what's being said online. So at this point, what can be said about Drake that hasn't already? The Toronto native who famously first started on the TV show Degrassi and rose to stardom, really catapulted during the hip-hop mixtape era in the late 2000s, famous for having infused R&B and hip-hop together all in one in a way that really hadn't been done before, along with Kid Cudi, really refined this in the late 2000s. Now he's currently ventured into things like executive producing television shows, starting a clothing brand that has found its way into sports, and of course his own record label, having launched the careers of several artists who have had some decent success. And if you've been living under a rock in the last 2 years and change, Drake has dropped a total of 4 albums, which leads to a question we've posed here on the Audiophiles podcast in the last couple of episodes of what happens to an artist when they've been in the game for 10 plus years. That being said, this has brought us to his eighth studio album. And I say that because he's had some releases that he considers mixtapes. That's for another day, and some collab albums too. But a lot of people heavily disliked, and I see why, his 2021 release, Certified Lover Boy. And then he had that experimental album last year, Honestly Nevermind, which was also widely considered a flop until he released the collab album with 21 Savage also last year. And that one I did personally like quite a bit. I think that was like, you know, did bounce back a little bit with that one.
Yeah.
This one here, though, For All the Dogs, caught me by surprise, considering, again, how many releases he's had in a short amount of time. The artwork was, of course, done by his son Adonis, who was also featured on the album. And a name I wasn't expecting was NBA player Kevin Durant, apparently A&R'd this album. What that entails, I'm not entirely sure, but I guess it shouldn't be that strange, considering LeBron James executive produced 2 Chainz's 2019 album Rap or Go to the League. Now, to get into the sonics for the album, this one took me a couple listens to kind of figure out. I think he was going for that SoundCloud rap aesthetic, which I was not expecting, and it really reminded me of one of my favorite rappers who passed away, unfortunately. PNB Rock's last album that he put out before he was taken away from us had a very similar sound and style. In fact, the name of that project was literally SoundCloud Days. And I think this was maybe a case of Drake wanting to stay relevant and do what's popular right now with the youth and what's popular in the streets. Yeah. And the end result was not what we're used to hearing from Drake. And, you know, that's just kind of an understatement, which again leads to the question, what do you do after 10 plus years in the game? The issue with this style is I feel like Drake had to dumb down the lyrics for these kinds of tracks, and that's not really his forte. Can Lil Yachty's friendship be blamed for this, as he does appear on a feature on here, and they've been collabing a lot, you know, on shows and whatnot. Ironically, Lil Yachty's experimental album we did like a lot. And I do agree that Drake's last couple of albums, with the exception of Her Loss, has been very unfocused theme-wise and just as a whole. He was much better at making focused and fluid albums in the beginning of his career. Despite that, it's evident that he still knows how to make great individual tracks, ones that are catchy and have great melodies. And for me, that's just something I can't deny from him. As I've said, though, time and time again on this podcast, it's not how we review albums, unfortunately. I did like the ones that leaned more into the R&B on this one, and I did enjoy how we got different people like Snoop Dogg and Sade to shout out his fictional BARK radio throughout the album. Very reminiscent of the 90s and whatnot. Yeah. Things like Snoop Dogg would do that for his skits. The highlights on here, though, weren't enough to really carry or say that it's Drake's best work or even in that middle tier in his discography. There were a handful of tracks I did enjoy on here, but not enough considering the talent for someone like Drake. The features were hit or miss, and I thought he did catch lightning in a bottle with Tizo Touchdown, whoever that is.
Yeah.
I thought he killed all his features. But yeah, Drake's true genius resides in his songwriting, catchiness of songs, melodies, and that album. And this album didn't really have too much of that as a whole. So yeah, this one fell short, no doubt about it.
I agree with those sentiments. For those of you who are not familiar with what we do here on the Audiophiles, we usually like to dive into our initial thoughts based on what we heard from the album. Every week, one of our members selects an album. Like I said earlier, this one was kind of a collaborative effort. We just kind of decided for this one. Then we like to give you our initial thoughts. Favorite beats, favorite tracks, least favorite tracks. I guarantee you we're going to take care of that tonight. Any notable mentions, bars, concepts that stood out to us. Then we go ahead and refer to you to the Check Me Out. Any other music we should refer you to by tonight's artist. And then we step inside the producer's chair and see how we could maybe improve the project or album, and then we give it a rating and a bunch of other stuff. So let's get to it, gentlemen. I'm going to go ahead and release my initial thoughts. I agree with what Bebo said. A lot of what we usually hear from Drake, he's got some kind of synergy with his albums and projects. And this one, we've talked about several artists that do this shit all the time. They're like all over the place, and the whole project schizophrenic. And this one, honestly, it sounded like a fucking collab. It's like, this album shouldn't have existed, but I would love to hear these songs on everyone else's project. Everyone who was featured on this project, I would love to hear Drake on that shit. I don't know what the fuck Yeet was doing on here, and I'll get more into that later. But like, it didn't even sound like a Drake track. It sounded like a Yeet track that Drake just happened to be on, and I was like, okay, fuck. You know, I enjoyed, like Bebo said, when he got into his R&B kind of pocket, like, that's typical Drake. And I'm a Drake fan, like, and I like, but I don't like everything he does. It's just, he's so big that he is gonna find a niche for every artist. And that's what we talk about too. It's like, what happens when an artist gets so big where the record label's demanding, hey, we need a track for this niche market, we need a track for this market. And it definitely seemed like he was tailoring this album to the youth, which is, I don't mind, like, I get it. That, you know, they say Wu-Tang's for the kids, but like, I could not relate to like a lot of this album. And I don't know if that's because we're old as fuck now, like we're all 32.
whoa.
Like, I mean, in hip hop eyes, right? That's like 70, you know what I mean? So, I mean, there is a few bright spots. Like Bebo said, Tizo Touchdown, man, that guy is a diamond in the rough. He reminds me of like a lot of Zachary or Zachary from TDE. J. Cole did his thing. That's a no brainer. And yeah, like Bebo said, a lot of the highlights were like the little bullshit skits and interludes that they did, you know, throughout the project. Snoop Dogg on there, his son freestyling, even though he was off beat. Even though he's 8 years old, I'm not gonna let that shit slide. Like, hey, yo, bro, you could have had me on that shit for free, bro. And like, fuck that. It just seemed really like schizophrenic, and it seemed like they were trying to like shotgun different markets. I wasn't really too happy with the Bad Bunny feature. Like, I feel like they could have did a better song. That's what I'm saying, especially if you're gonna do something of this behemoth of an album, and with his status, like I we're expecting better. And we also talk about this too, it's like with our favorite artists who have given us some good albums over a while, it's like, okay, are we just used to their caliber of skill, or are we expecting more as fans? Like, and so I feel like this one, like people said, he was kind of dumbing down. I mean, a lot of the production, like he said, was that low quality SoundCloud rapper shit, and it's just sad to hear it from a Drake album, because like his voice is so good. It's just like, well, why are you doing, like, I get the whole aesthetic, you're trying to be more appealing and more like youthful, I guess, but it's just like, it doesn't need to happen, you know what I mean? Like, or it doesn't need to happen for a whole fucking song. So that's just my opinion, though. I'm curious to see what you guys think. We'll go ahead and go with you. Or did you already give your kind of thoughts, or pretty
yeah.
much? Yeah. All right, we'll go ahead and we'll hear from Addison next, and then we'll end up with D last.
You guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, D. It's been a while. I haven't.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Yeah, you know. I haven't podcast in a while.
Hey.
And I'm just going to steal something from you. You always say is, shit's poop soup.
Ooh.
Hey,
ooh.
Get him.
Tough, but fair. Well,
yeah, I was also in my notes.
Yeah, I mean, it's safe to say, I guess I could consider myself an old Drake fan. I haven't really listened to most of his stuff, maybe since like the Future album he did. I mean, I listened to his newest stuff, but I just haven't got my attention. And this is definitely one of those albums that I don't know if I really consider myself revisiting. Maybe a handful of tracks, like people said, he knows how to make like those one Lucy tracks here and there, but as a collective,
yeah,
like you said, it was all over the place. I guess, I don't know, maybe I'm stupid because I'm only 18 years old, but I totally missed the whole radio station thing. And some of the skits were just like that skit with that one chick, like that really just in the middle of a song too, like that was just, that kind of pissed me off. And that shit was long as shit too. I was like, fuck, like, damn. I was listening to it yesterday, and deadass, I fell asleep and woke up and it was still like 20 minutes left, so I was like, fuck. So it definitely was a challenge for me to listen to. Overall, I think the thing I took away from it is it was like very underwhelming. And you know, I guess, so you're right, Drake's trying to relate to the younger crowd, but it just makes him feel like how I felt when I was listening to Olivia Rodrigo. I just felt like old as fuck. So.
Show us your tits. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
Talking about Drake, right?
Oh, yeah. before we go into D's opinion of the album, we were also blessed with the Bread Boy's review of the album. I'm going to go ahead and read it. I'm going to try to do my best Bread Boy impression. To keep it simple, Drake will have a hard time pleasing everyone on the album due to his huge success and rise to stardom. He has to keep his rap fans entertained, you know, and his R&B fans happy. His Jamaican fans and club banger fans are also happy as well. Drake has also been relevant for so long and has changed with the time. He has changed with the times, from producing great albums and mixtapes and relevant enough or polarizing enough to stay in the spotlight. He has it down. Huge respect. The man has the ability to sing and rap well, yet this album was unable to do that, in my personal opinion. I can definitely produce great. He can definitely produce great stuff, but failed to do so, in my opinion. It is a long album. It brings up old beefs in which I don't think he needs to. Makes him look bad. If he keeps doing his work well, we should have really edited this. But my bad, Bread Boy.
Sounds good.
Let's see. I thought he was just joking. I thought he was just joking when he said that shit.
My bad. Oh, I know what you.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what you mean now.
Yeah. If he keeps doing his work. Work well, it will work for him. I'm a corny dude, but some stuff was like, damn. the song with his kid was funny for some reason. J. Cole had a banger feature, and 8 a.m. in Charlotte was a good mix of old Drake with the stuff I wish he would let off of. But that's about it for the album. Oh, and who's giving Sis a mid dick? Fucking Bread Boy. That would be me. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry. Also, Addy being Drake's system, like, damn, respect. Like, I think that was a call back to Addison. This shit is oddly fucking very foretelling. I don't know how he predicted we were gonna say this, but he wrote this in his review. To go back to what Ann and Bebo said, I think what Drake could do is bring out quality albums is to space it out or do some features. To be fair, the album was for the dogs. Could be a theme or scraps, something to throw away, something good, something bad, but I rather like mixtape comeback season. So yeah, that is Bread Boy's cool review. And that was oddly foretelling. I was like, oh shit. Like, he knows us very well. And the last of my dogs to give their thoughts and opinion, the dog father himself. What do you think, sir?
Yeah, man. So this is probably the first like front to back Drake project I've listened to, like on a sit down like that. And yeah, bro, I can like take pieces of from all you guys said pretty much. Like I was glad I'm not the only one who thought like the quality and like the way this shit was structured was like weird and kind of sounded like shit a little bit. But I don't know, man. To me, it kind of seemed like these are like, I guess like kind of what Bird Boy said, like I guess like a little metaphor, maybe it was just like throwaways or like scrap songs or some shit that you just kind of like toss together to drop or some shit. Cause this shit just doesn't feel like it's
this shit feels like
I don't know, it's like it's not complete or it's not like
it feels like what my grandma used to do for all the dogs in the neighborhood, where like, you know, there's leftover shit from the refrigerator that's gonna go bad, and she just get a big old coffee can and mix all that shit in there.
Yeah,
and she,
yeah.
And she leave it out for the dogs and they fucking eat that shit up. That's the metaphor for this fucking album, man. Like, RIP.
Hey, that's perfect way to describe this. Yeah,
RIP Grandma Lily. Like, you know, like that's exactly what it felt like.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, dude. It was just like, yeah, it was just like, I don't know, bro. Like, I'm not really like a big fan of all of his like extra singy like kind of shit. Like, I don't mind like the harmonies and like, you know, how he like does like the rhythms and shit like that. But sometimes when he just gets like too singy, that shit just loses my interest fast, bro.
Yeah. Agree. I think we're all kind of in a consensus, oddly enough. And like I said before, we're Drake fans, and today we're some motherfucking haters, man.
Yeah,
I'm not a Drake fan.
for the record,
I'll be honest, I'm not a Drake fan.
We're gonna go ahead and move on to favorite beats off the project. Drake's projects usually come at least with some beats. Bebo, we'll go with you first, sir. What did you like off this project?
Yeah, I liked Amen. I loved the piano in the background. I thought the sample was fantastic with this one, and it had like a deep bass. Not sure if that was 808 or not, but it was that bass slap for sure. 7969 Santa. This was like a spacey SoundCloud rap type of beat.
Yeah.
I like the Chief Keef sample on it. Yeah, I thought this was one of the few SoundCloud like type beats that I did enjoy. And then and last but not least, I had Bahamas Promises, another piano loop that was a different beat selection from what I'm used to with Drake, and maybe that's what I liked about it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go ahead and agree with A-Man. Like, for the second track, that one just comes in smoothly, and that's, like, what we typically expect with Drake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, all right, this is familiar. And then I'm going to go with, even though I did not like the song, I see what they're trying to do. ID, I don't give a fuck, you know, with Yee.
Yeah.
It's because I work with those guys at In-N-Out, and like, even though I didn't fuck with the song, it's for those guys who drive fast cars, bump their fucking music hella, you know, it has hella bass, and so like I get that track for that shit, so I dug that beat actually. And then I'm gonna go ahead and go with Drew and Picasso, and then for the same spacey kind of feeling that Bebo said, honorable mention, actually that should be the honorable mention, I'm gonna go Slime You Out with SZA. It's just typical SZA and Drake vibes, you know. And then I'm gonna go ahead, also honorable mention to 8 a.m. is Charlotte, typical boom bap beat with the keys and shit, typical Drake, I like it, or old Drake. All right, we'll go with you, Addison. Favorite beat, sir?
I put Virgin Beach. Virginia Beach. I like the little, I believe it's a Frank Ocean sample that he warped and looped there. I like that there. Same with what you said for I Don't Give a Fuck. I kind of like the intro more where it got the horns. It felt like a little galactic subtle vibe, and then it gets into the up-tempo beat, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
Same with what you said, 7969 Santa. I like that track as well. And then I did like that Screw the World interlude.
Oh yeah, that was dope.
That was pretty cool beat there. And then I put 8 a.m. Charlotte as well, as same reason you said Ant.
Right on. What about you, D? Any beats you liked out the project, or it was all diarrhea jambalaya? Like
I was digging the pianos on that Bahamas Promises, like how Bebo was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was an interlude, like the Screw the World.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that shit was dope.
I thought that shit was dope.
Yeah.
And then I fucked with 8 a.m. and Charlotte like as a whole. Like I thought that shit was dope.
Right on. All right, we're gonna go ahead and move on to favorite tracks. It's one of our favorite segments, ironically. Bebo, your favorite tracks off the project, sir.
Yeah, 7969 Santa. This was one of those SoundCloud trap beats and songs that did work on the album for me, at least. He made it his own in his own unique way, and I liked the Drake-ness to the content.
He sung
and again,
the
whoever the hell Tizo Touchdown is.
Yeah,
I did. Tizo Touchdown like brought it home with the end. You know, singing "Dogs Will Be Dogs" at the end of that track.
Oh yeah,
I thought that was a great, just you know, little piece to the song. Bahamas Promises. This one was a classic emo Drake track where he's talking about being on vacation and this bitch ruins it.
Exactly. Yes.
So that was funny, but I liked it. And then Polar Opposites. This one was, I feel like, Drake's Fire and Desire for this particular album.
Yeah.
It was another standout R&B track. And then honorable mentions to Amen, Slime You Out, and All the Parties.
Ah, alrighty. I too am gonna go with Slime You Out. That's where I'm like showing my age a little bit. I'm not sure what it means, but it sounds dirty and fun. And so, no, I was kidding.
Bro, it clicked for me that the album or the single artwork is, I think, Halle Berry getting slime like Nickelodeon, and in the song he says you're acting childish, so I'm gonna slime you out. So then it clicked, is like just a girl acting childish.
Oh, got so you. Okay.
She should be slimed out, you know.
I thought it was like simping. Like I thought it meant to like simping. Like he's gonna like
finish on her.
Nah. Like he's gonna, because he's. I mean, you could. By all means, you should. I mean. that's what I'm saying. That's what sounds. It sounds dirty and fun. Like I'll slime you out, girl. I'll slime you out tomorrow too. Okay, like as soon as I get home, you're gonna be slimed the fuck out. Slime everywhere.
Like, the way he said that shit too. That shit was comedy. I gotta hear that on the playback already, bro. Oh shit!
That's like, oh, you remember they used to have those like the game shows, and they'd go fucking pick up noses and shit, pick up and then slime fall everywhere. It's like that. Yeah, like that. Yeah. Like that, but with my dick. That's good. slime you out, girl. I'm going to go with Amen again. Amen to tease a touchdown. And like the content of the song was like typical Drake, perfect Drake. Slime you out, of course. Drew Picasso, and then 8 a.m. in Charlotte, man. And honorable mention to Polar Opposites as well. What about you, Addison?
Oh, yeah. So before I give my favorites, being that I'm 21 years old and young, I know Slime You Out actually references to using your partner for their benefit before you leave them. So.
Oh, really?
What?
Just saying. That's what the kids say.
I didn't even know that.
Well, that's stupid.
We're all wrong.
Anyway.
Our version of it sounds better.
Let me exit my exit Google there.
The kids are wrong.
Yeah. For a favorite song, as I got Virgin Beach. I thought that was a cool intro. Not his best intro, but he usually has pretty strong intros.
Yeah.
So I kind of fucked with that one. Of course, first person shooter, just mainly because J. Cole. Cause
oh, yeah, yeah.
That. As you guys mentioned, Bahamas Promises is definitely part of my favorite like R&B-ish track. And then, again, I'm going to go with that Screw the World interlude. It's kind of like it's a short little interlude, and I don't even really know what the fuck he was saying, but I was like, all right, it's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Fuck with it.
Yeah. It was tight.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, I mean, like, I like these tracks off the project, but I'm not gonna go back and like bump them in my car like I typically do with the Drake album. I mean, like, you know, like there's like people said, there's definitely Fire and Desire. That's just gonna be forever on all my playlists. Like, you know what I mean? I really don't see that like with any like these songs. Like, I'll probably fuck with like 8 a.m. in Charlotte. But, like, that shit's going to die out probably in, like, 6 months or 3 months. Like, you know, so, like, this is just being honest, not mean. All right, let's go ahead and move on to least favorite tracks. Any least favorite tracks off of this project, gentlemen? Or my dogs, my fellow canine?
A couple.
Definitely.
Go for it.
Who wants to go first?
Pop off.
You want me to go first?
I hated that Gently song, dog.
The what?
Yes.
Oh, bro, that shit was fucking terrible.
Gently,
Bad Bunny?
Bad Bunny.
Oh, yes, that was terrible.
Oh my lord.
Ass.
It was terrible.
That shit was, it was awful, bro. Like,
I just expect better from them too.
I don't expect anything from them too ever again. I would hope.
That encapsulated this album. That was just like all over the place.
Fucking God, bro.
Yeah.
That shit just sucked.
Drake could have just not tried to speak Spanish.
Yeah, yeah.
It probably would have been a little better. Like,
I was offended.
The accent. You could have saved the accent also.
Yeah.
You could have just not done that song in general, to be honest.
It sounded like he went on Google Translate and literally had it translated, and then he just, that's what he said. It also didn't make sense in Spanish.
It sucked.
It
was weird. It was weird, dude. That shit was weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a bad vibe from the get-go.
Yeah, that shit was very bad.
I'm going to go ahead and go with I Don't Give a Fuck. That shit just like, yeet, just like, I'm like, I don't get him. Like, why do the kids like him? Because he sucks. Like, they're like, yeah, that's it. He sucks. He's not supposed to be there, and he's there. Like, I'm like, I don't know, dude. Just like some white kid trying to act black, and I'm like, nah. Like, you know, like, I don't fuck with it. Like, I don't. It doesn't vibe with me. It doesn't vibe he's with white. Me, man. Is he?
I don't know.
I thought he was. Like, I see. I don't even know. Like, I'm pretty sure.
Fucking yeet is.
What
I know who fucking yeet is?
What is a yeet? Does anybody know what a yeet is?
You know, exactly.
Dictionary.
That dude's white. That dude's hella white.
It says
Oliver Smith.
The sound you make when you rip like a chick's wig off or something.
Yeet.
He's Mexican, guys.
He's Mexican?
Is he?
It says his grandmother is from Tijuana and his grandfather is of British descent, so he's mixed.
He's from Irvine.
Grew up in Fullerton.
Fucking A.
I hate him.
Fuck him. Yeah. Terrible.
Some other ones I didn't like, just to kind of piggyback off that, was Daylight. It was a SoundCloud rap song that didn't work on the album for me. Didn't like that one.
Yeah.
And then Rich Baby Daddy. I know this is a popular one on social media, but maybe it was Sexy Red after her sex tape leaked, but I don't believe anything she says now.
I don't. There's nothing sexy about that bitch. That
video.
Yeah.
So those are like my main ones that I didn't like.
Yeah, she's a fucking liar.
Yeah.
She's a liar.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible. Let's see. Yeah, Gently was terrible.
I put that whatever track that was with 21 Savage where that had that skit I just talked about.
Oh yeah.
I really just fucked up the whole entire song. Like I didn't realize it was in, like the middle of the song. I'm gonna change to a beat switch. I was like, take out the skit, and it would have probably been a better track.
Yeah,
I gotta fast forward halfway through a song to listen to the rest of the song.
That's not like the music video version.
Yeah, like
on the music videos, they fucking go into the little dumb skits, and then the song plays.
Yeah.
Wrong version on the album, dog.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't care for that song either. Calling for You, like I'm sorry, man. 21 Savage is like his bars are too fucking basic. Like he says a bunch of dumb shit. Like it just turns me off. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it kind
of
sucks too, to be honest.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I read that apparently that skit, which I don't think anyone would get, but I read that it was like referencing when Pusha T got kicked off American Airlines or some shit like that. I don't know. But if that's true, that is a very obscure reference and not a lot of
people. Round of applause for Drake. That. Gotta.
What a wimp. What a wimp. Pusha T was smoking.
You just called him a duty head and then.
Like,
he probably is drawing photos. He's probably drawing pictures with his son with crayons. Like Pusha T.
I just heard that skit and I was like, that ungrateful bitch. Like, like oh man.
It sounded like a skit that should have not been in this album because at the end she obviously said sorry for your loss. I'm like, wasn't that the last album?
That's what I thought too. I thought the same thing.
mad confusing
so many layers of confusion. All right, gentlemen, we'll go ahead and move on to any notable mentions, bars that stood out, bars that made us laugh, bars that made us scratch our heads and say what the fuck. Any yet for you guys?
Definitely I have to look them up though.
He had on 8 a.m. in Charlotte. He goes, "You go wherever I go, we Yugoslavian." At first, I thought it was kind of corny, but I was kind of fucking with it. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like,
that's a Bread Boy bar, right there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, me and Bread Boy on the same wavelength. I was like, "That's corny as fuck," but I love it.
That's yeasty.
That's yeasty.
What about the Czechoslovakian one though?
Yeah. I'm, let me see. Let's see.
Fuck.
Let's see. He said some shit with SZA, "Slam You Out." That kind of made me like, "Oh, fuck." Let me see.
He had where was it? Oh
yeah. He goes, "If you don't pay your rent, it end up like an old hairstyle, girl. It's past due." I was like, "Nah, dog." I was like,
"Got him."
He was like, "Ah."
Oh, here it is. Whole gang fucking Eastbound and Down, and they down just like Danny McBride. He shouted out Danny McBride, which that's one of my favorite shows ever. So
yeah, that show's fire. Fire. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, a nice little Danny McBride reference. Didn't he have like a bisexual reference too?
I don't remember that.
That was Mad Drakey.
Multiple albums.
Let's see if I could find it.
All I really know is M bags. Like I drove through the drive-thru and ordered fast food. I was like, nah, that wasn't it.
On soundlike.com, put a baby in you, your hot mom.
Yeah.
Keep talking about some period, but where are you about to end the sentence at? The whole entire second verse of the Virgin Beach track, it was the WWW line.
Yeah. Like, really?
I think it's...
J. Cole's... That was just like some fucking a bunch of bars in J. Cole's show, I was gonna say.
Mm-hmm.
He did like the when they argue the hardest MC, is it K Dot, is it Aubrey or me? We the big three, like we started the league, but right now I feel like Muhammad Ali. That shit is fire, bro.
Yeah, J. Cole got off on that shit.
That was
some shit like a prison escape bar too. I don't remember how that shit went exactly.
Like Drake's
doing, like I hate how the game got away from the bars shit for like a prison escape or some shit like that. That shit was fire.
That was dope. It was on Members Only where he says, "Feel like I'm bi because you're one of the guys, girl." All jokes aside, died.
Fucking yeah. What the hey, fuck?
Not on duty,
bruh. I say we gotta talk about us. I feel like Jordan Peele because you tell him getting because I got him getting under his skin like an orange peel. I'm like, all right,
bars.
That was dope.
That's not relatable.
Not
right?
Relatable. Fucking A.
He had one where he's like, things get kinky after 15 years of dominance. I like that line.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I think that was on 8 a.m. in Charlotte.
Let's see. I forgot where he was like, he's like walking in Chanel and they're like, how the fuck you need more Chanel? It's like, that's pretty cool. That shit got me. That shit was pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like Drake usually comes with the bars, and this one was kind of like lackluster to me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of questionable shit, but I'm like, sometimes he does some corny shit like that though too, where I'm like, okay, we'll give you a pass.
There was one where it reminded me of, I think it was when we were doing Olivia's episode, and you were talking about, what's the, Billie Eilish, and Lil Yachty had a Billie Eilish line.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
I'm trying to look it up right now. I suck at looking up these lines. Let's see if I can find it. Like Billie Eilish. I guess that was it. I thought it was better than that.
It just says Billie Eilish. That's the bar.
What a bar. Calm the fuck down.
I'm not going to lie. That might be my favorite line of the whole album. You got big tits like Billie Eilish. That's fucking comedy, bro. I'm not going to lie. I was expecting something way different.
I didn't think it'd be so literal.
Yeah, that was it, guys. Fuck.
Bars.
That's a fucking bar, bro.
Bar gun.
So Yachty said, I let her go, she fine as hell, but baby wasn't stylish. She had big tits like Billie Eilish. But she couldn't sing.
Amen. All right. I think we'd go ahead and move it on to the...
That was fucking hilarious. You in trouble, check me out.
Pay us now, check me out. Go ahead and move it on to the check me out segment. Gentlemen, do we have any deep cuts of Drake that we should probably share with our listeners that they may not be aware of? I mean, yeah.
I have a couple. I have two. One is called Sweeter Man. I was just reminded of this track when a little Miha sent it to me.
Ooh,
I forgot that one was a good one. And then that whole 8 a.m. in Charlotte is a series. I like his 5 a.m. in Toronto one.
Yeah.
I think he has a couple other ones out there like that. So
yeah,
I'll throw those two out there.
Yeah, check the timestamps. I like Heat of the Moment, man. That one off of fucking, what album was that shit? It was like
is that Care? Care Package?
Yeah, it was a Care Package. Yeah, Care Package. Heat of the Moment. I love Finesse off of Scorpion. Fire and Desire off of Views, of course. Yeah, they'll check those shits out. Those Drake is really in his fucking bag, so go check those out. Anything else, gentlemen?
I'll throw out just like a Drake song that I always bang with him and Nipsey, that Killer song.
Go see Degrassi.
can you just post a clip of that part where he talks about the huge Billy Eilish just tits? Just that one.
Yeah, I'm with that.
I'm with that right there.
Yeah, I like that.
Should check that one out.
Yeah, very good.
We should check those out.
Very cryptic. All right. Cryptic.
Chill, bro.
That's a good one. I meant blood dick. No, I'm just kidding. Pyru dick.
Pyru dick.
man, we're having too much fun. We're gonna go ahead and step inside the producer's chair. This is the point of the review where we like to ask ourselves, what would we do if we were in the producer's chair and we had the responsibility to make this thing great upon release. So I'm gonna hold the question to whoever wants to go first. I have my thoughts, of course. I'll go last this time. Bebo, you want to go first, sir?
Yeah, I just think for this album, it was like the fluidity of it. I think if you're going to go for that sound clown aesthetic, then just lean all the way into it. Cut out the R&B tracks. Cut out that fucking track with Bad Bunny. Like, those don't fit on there. So I think this could have been a very much shorter project. Like I said, if you're going to go with that SoundCloud thing, just lean into that. I think that would be my advice.
Yeah, I agree. I think so. I think, you know, especially with the title For All the Dogs, like, it could just be like a raw fucking mixtape and you'd be good. What about you, Addison? How would you improve this project if you were in charge?
Maybe if you just, you know, made it like half of what it is and just trimmed down a lot, like where he raps.
Yeah,
no shit.
I don't know where to start, man. But definitely, I definitely think he needs to start like working on making shorter albums, because
it's getting exhausting
for real. Because it's getting honestly, it really is exhausting. Because I'm like, and just I don't want to say go back to your roots, but like you said, for an album called For All the Dogs, it didn't really feel like it was for the dogs. I feel like. I don't know. I'm gonna go from here.
All right, D. What would you do to improve the project?
Yeah, I would agree with what Bebo said. Like, if you're gonna like, I guess try to like, I wouldn't say like mimic a sound or like pick that sound. Just like stick with that shit, because. Or just shorten that up so this shit just doesn't feel like it's all over the place. Like, he just a lot of like filler tracks in this shit that don't belong and shit.
Yeah, I agree. I would have been like, nah, turn around, dog. We're not recording today. Like, it's just like,
yeah, he should for sure just not put out albums with like 24, 23 songs.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think
that's rough.
Yeah, I mean, especially for a project like this, like,
got him. Rough. Got him.
Bars.
Like, I agree. I think this album should have been probably no more than 10 tracks, maybe. Keep the 21 Savage, keep Yeet, and keep some, you know, 8 a.m. in Charlotte. Make this an EP. It makes more sense that way. Those R&B tracks, I think those could stand on themselves on another project, man. Like, some beach shit, some beach Drake shit, yeah. And I would have fucked with that heavy. Like, he would have leaned into that shit. You could literally easily split this album into two projects. Like, fucking, that's what I would have did. But, of course, I'm not...
Or even an A-B side type shit.
Maybe, you know, but, like, it easily seems like it could be two different fucking ideas and two different concepts.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I would have done. I'm not the one being paid to make these decisions, so screw me, right? But yeah, it definitely seemed like For All the Dogs. Oh, I hear some barking.
Oh, that's the dogs.
I don't do it.
Damn, on command. Even they said it was trash. I was gonna like,
you told me to turn it off. My bad.
So yeah, that would just be my critique. I think if you're gonna make it for the dogs, make it for the dogs. This definitely wasn't for the dogs. So, but yeah. All right, gentlemen, it is piece de resistance. It is the time. We're gonna go ahead and give this thing a rating. Bebo, we'll go with you first. We'll just continue the rotation for tonight.
Yeah, I probably am not going to rate this as low as most people, but it still gets a C in my book, a 3.88.
I'm going to kind of agree with that sentiment. A little bit higher, though. I feel it's like it's teetering on that like C plus, B minus kind of, you know, region. I'm going to give it a 3.9. It's just, I'm not going to listen to this. Like, I'm just going to be honest. Addison, you're great, sir.
I gave this one a 3.6.
Mafia?
Yep.
Bars.
Right on. And lastly, D, your rating to conclude tonight's rating.
I'm gonna give it a solid, strong
poop soup.
2. I'm gonna give it a 2. You know what I think kind of fucking what threw me off is because like you said, the album was called For the Dogs, and then the only thing I heard off of it was like J. Cole's verse, like a little bit of that song.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like, okay, so maybe this was about to
go
be
hard. Like, yeah. You know, like kind of like this
was not what I not that.
Like Russ's project, what was that shit called?
Chomp.
Yeah, Chomp. Like, yeah, the mixtape, you know, kind of deal. Same thing, go hard.
Hey, yeah, those were good.
Yeah, you know? So, man, yeah, just disappointing. All right, with that being said.
So, yeah, I do have to mention that Bread Boy gave us his rating as well, and I will take that into account. He rated it a 2.5, so with that being said, if we get a drum roll.
My man.
We have a total of 63.2%.
That's my dog. Yeah.
Which is a solid. That's a D.
That's
D, right?
That's a D for Drake.
D for dogs.
D for dogs. D. Damn.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, that's what it means.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I think the internet reviews are kind of spot on with this. A lot of people have been making fun of it on the internet. It's just, I think that's what happens too hard when you try to pander to everybody and you don't make something original. It's like, it's not necessary. It didn't need to be made. But I do fuck with like the Bahamas song and, we tried to, and, like, you know, there's a few tracks on there, but like the reality of me, like going back, like Bebo said, and revisiting it is just very slim. Yeah.
I feel like for the past albums, he kind of has had a template like that's been like the same exact album, just kind of different songs.
Yeah,
and I was hoping for a thing called For All the Dogs. It was like you said, it was going to be more rap and more like hard, but that wasn't hard. So,
yeah.
So we kind of asked this question on the last episode when you've been in like music or let's say just hip hop for the sake of this episode. For over 10 years, do you think, like, as creative as an artist, even like the greats in the 90s and 2000s, like, do you think there is a decline after 10 years?
I don't think there needs to be. I think he chose to go with it, like, honestly, because if you look at cats like Lil Wayne and cats like, I mean, you can even say Jay-Z, right? Jay-Z was in the game for a while, right? And, like, even he...
But as far as, like, putting albums out, like, I don't think Lil Wayne and Jay-Z have put out, like, great albums in the last...
That's true.
I mean, in my opinion, at least.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know, because I think by that time you're more successful, especially in the rap game. By that time, you definitely get more, like, you know, commercials and, you know, deals and shit like that. So I think your attention and your focus is definitely spit. You're probably getting more bitches, too. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so it's like, you know, so it's like, it's probably just what happens, man. Like, you're not focused on rap no more. Like, it's like, who gives a fuck about rap? I got money and bitches, dog, and what more do you want? You know, so...
For 10 years.
Yeah, like, what the fuck are you on? My name's solidified. Who cares if I put out a shitty album? People are going to fucking listen to it. People are going to be in the club. People are going to buy it. People are going to go to the shows. People are going to go to the concert. What more do you want, right? At this time, at this point, I guess it's become a commodity, right? And, I mean, I feel like hip-hop is a sport, but it's also a business, more importantly. And we're starting to see that in its older stages, especially now that's more lucrative. So, but then you see cats like Black Thought, but then again, I wouldn't consider them like a massive mainstream commercial success.
Mainstream,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, it's just us, because we're nerds for hip-hop and bars, so we're like, oh, fuck yeah, you know, Black Thought, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's like a case-by-case thing, I guess, like, because you can throw, like, Nas and, like, Jadakiss in the mix, like, with that shit, and they're still, like, pretty sharp, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you'll still...
I feel like Nas, the run that Nas went on with these last projects that he put out with it, but we're all fire.
So maybe that's what it is, too. Maybe it's, like, also the producer in their ear, too. Who's producing this shit? Like, who's gonna say, this is what we're gonna fucking
do?
That's true. You know what I mean? And what are, like, Alchemist, like, with Larry June, right? Like, they made some decent shit, you know? So it's just, like...
Yeah.
And then, like, but if you go mix in with studio producers and whoever the studio wants, like, right? It's, like, kind of like Dave Roberts for the Dodgers, like... He's going to do whatever the fuck the Friedman company wants him to do. And it's like, oh, yeah, listen to the statistics, right? Because you're the company man, right? So if Drake goes into a studio session with fucking, you know, label producer, house producer, like, they're going to make whatever the fuck the label wants to make, right? So, like, I mean, I'd be curious to see a Hit-Boy produced Drake project, a fucking couple of Dr. Dre produced Drake tracks. Like, we've never seen that before. Like, who knows, you know? So, like, fucking... I think it's part of the business, and it's just part of something we got to deal with in hip hop, you know?
Right.
That would be interesting to hear an album from him that's not done by, I guess, his team.
Right.
You said as he's been.
Has the Alchemist ever made a beat for him?
I don't think so.
I don't think. Has there been anyone that made a beat for him other than?
Yeah, because I think Addison hit it on the head. Like, the last couple albums been very formulaic, where like they kind of have a weird. Like Caribbean track, and you know what I mean, like, and then you gotta have the R&B track, and then you gotta have one rap, you know what I mean. So it's like it gets old, and like you can pick it apart, you know, you can kind of see it coming down the pipe, you know.
You can expect it.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly. So
that's true.
But as long as he's Drake, fucking people are gonna go buy it, people are gonna go see it, right?
True.
Very true.
Alrighty, gentlemen. Any news or anything we'd like to share with the group? I believe D's got some battle events coming up.
Yeah, just this weekend actually. Which would be November 11th. It's a URL card in Phoenix, man. Me and a couple of my partners are going out there for the weekend.
Shit, yeah. Is that going to be on the card caffeine app?
Super stat card. Nah, it's an app only event. So
subscription?
Yeah, so the URL app, they'll drop all the battles. Like, lately, they've been dropping, like, whole cards, like, at a time, too. So this shit could probably all drop, like, within, like, a week or two after it happens, like, all on the same day.
Hell yeah, for those of you that don't know, URL is a competitive rap battle league. They have like some of the best MCs in the game. They go against each other. I mean, these guys all like basically battle each other in different events and spots and shit. But the Caffeine app offers like, I believe, an $8 subscription for them to have access to the event, right?
The URL app is like a $8 subscription a month, and then
yeah.
when they have battles on Caffeine, you usually got to pay for like a little pay-per-view like charge or some shit.
Oh shit. So they make them pay for that too?
like 20 bucks or some shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah, compared to like the normal 60, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, that's not too bad.
That's what I was about to say. I paid like 60 for that Blackout event, but I mean that was 2 days.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, go check that shit out. It's probably gonna be dope. Now I'm thinking about shit, I might go watch it too. Alrighty. Gentlemen, we have songs of the week, songs you've been messing with, something that came up, something that you want to share with the group. Bebo, we'll go with you first, sir.
Yeah, I saw this live performance by, I forget what the series is called, but it's a YouTube series where they have like artists perform songs live. It's kind of like Colors, but it's not Colors. And Sean Paul did Give Me the Light live.
Ooh.
And dude, it was so fire. Like, his breath control is so crazy. Yeah. And I mean, obviously he looks older now, but I mean, he was still getting the track off with no breaks. He didn't mess up. Like, it was dope to watch. Fire.
To the early morning, let's get it on. I love that shit.
He had a dope run, man. Yeah. He had a dope run.
I love that dude.
I think it was Give Me the Light, so I apologize if it was a different song. But so that one. And then I found this Latin. It came up on my Instagram feed, but it was a Latin version of Same Girl with these two artists. And it was a clip from when they performed it in 2007 at a sold-out Madison Square Garden event. And it's so cheesy, but it was fun to watch. And the song's called AIO by Don Omar and Romeo Santos. So that's going to be another one for me.
Yeah.
And it's like the Latin version of Same Girl.
Hell yeah.
Bye.
Del mismo. No, I'm kidding. Oh, man.
You know, it was funny because, like, one of them was telling the crowd, like, yeah, I got caught, you know, with the same girl. And, like, all the girls are going crazy. And he's like, why are you clapping? Like, bitches love it. Like,
this is a problem. I can't trust none of you hosts.
Bitches love compliments.
And they're like, yeah. That's you, bitch. Exactly. Talking to a friend. Oh, man. For me, Eminem came out with a deluxe anniversary edition of the Marshall Mathers LP. On its track, it has a bonus track. Yeah, the Marshall Mathers 2 LP. My bad. And it has a track called Don't Front. This is a track I've been waiting for. It reminds me a lot of that post-Eminem show, 8 Mile type of, where he was back in his like battle rap type of flow and shit, and he's just spitting out bars. It's all the Don't Front on that shit. Go check that shit out. Classic Eminem. And then I'm going to give a shout out to a TikTok rapper. This chick just came across my feed. And her name is Kari, spelled K-A-R-I-I, off her project 2023 called Microdose of Me. And it's, speaking of Drake vibes, man, this track called Tender Energy. She's just kind of like rapping in her bag, man. I dig that shit. Go check that shit out. What about you, Addison? Song of the week, sir?
I only have one. I've been listening to the Bad Bunny album for the past couple weeks. So the song on there, I don't want to butcher it, but he came up with a video where he's basically Nosferatu. So I'll send that picture to, or a clip of that video to Bebo, because I don't want to butcher the name, because I'm going to butcher it if I try to. So
hell yeah. All right, D, song of the week, my brother.
I'll throw two of them out there. One of them is a Nick Caution song featuring Eric the Architect called All Around. And then another one is just a Nas song. I've been banging this shit like every day for the past like 2 weeks called Memory Lane.
Oh, shit. Okay. Off of Magic 3?
Nah, that's off of fucking Illmatic.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Memory. Yeah, yeah. I was like, yes. Fucking, yeah, I don't know what the fucking, yeah. Brain fart. Getting too old, guys. All right. Alrighty. I'm going to go ahead and this week is my pick. You guys know I got a soft spot for the white rappers. It's hard, man. Like, they're white and and nobody believes in them because they're white. And I'm gonna go with this guy. I've heard his last project and I want to see if he can bounce back from it. And that's Jack Harlow with Jack, man. We're gonna be checking that shit out next week. So yeah, we'll see if he's actually got bars. It's 10 song project, so pretty short, pretty quick. And I'm pretty sure we'll nitpick it apart. So look forward to that next week here on the Audio Files. Check us out as always on Instagram. If you're not on the gram, then we don't give a damn. And you can go ahead and flood us with spam, and then you can get the green eggs and ham, and it'll be wham bam, thank you, ma'am. Wham bam, thank you, ma'am. Yeah, damn. So check us out on IG at the Audio Files. We'll be there. The topless photos, of course, and Drake collages and stuff like that. So check us out there. Definitely subscribe and say hi. Be nice. That's going to do it for us here on the odd. One last hurroo for everybody. man, that's it. That's going to be it for all my dogs over here on the Audio Files. You guys have a good one. Ciao.
Ah, chow, I get it.
Yeah.
Like puppy chow.
Yes, yes, yes.